music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Rita O'Reilly from Parentline. Good morning, Rita.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. And we're going to talk about this talk that's coming up. It's been held in Wins, and it sounds very interesting. Just give us tell us a little bit about Parentline.
Well, Parentline is a helpline for parents, and we're sort of somewhere for parents to turn to discuss any aspect of parenting that's bothering the parent. You know, we can, you know, young children, own children, teenagers, babies, whatever it is, every parent has little issues and some big issues, and Parentline is there to support them. And I suppose that makes us almost sort of a barometer on what's going on for parents at the moment. And we noticed over the last while an increase in the calls from parents about anxiety, where children are being anxious, children of all ages, like 5 and 6, right up to teenagers. And parents really don't know what to do. So we have arranged for a talk on the 1st of May, this day 2 weeks, in Wynn's Hotel, to give them some help. A woman called Stella O'Malley is going to give the talk, and she's good on that subject.
Yeah, that does, as I said, it sounds very, very interesting. And parents, they get anxious themselves, you know.
Oh, of course parents get anxious, yes, of course they do. And I mean, it's almost our role as a parent, you know, we have to be aware of what's going on for our children, and in that it makes us a bit anxious. But we have to put that in perspective and sort of say, well, you know, yes, this is worrying me at the moment, but what can I do to practically deal with it rather than concentrate on the worry part of it? You know, can I park the worry and do something about whatever it is that's upsetting you, and do something about that so that the worry goes away? One of the phrases I heard recently is, worry pretends to be necessary, but it serves no useful purpose. And I just thought that was
very
great.
Good.
You know, and I know my mother was a worrier, and I remember she'd lose her purse, mislay her purse, you know, put it on the other table. And I used to say to her, "Mam, will you look for your purse and then worry?" You know, that we get anxious and then say, well, okay, what do we do? And rather than saying, what will we do about it? You know, so if you can park that worry, if the parent can do it and not impart it onto their child, and then if the child is anxious, the parent has to stand back and say, okay, I see my child is anxious. I can't let them see that I'm anxious about their anxiety. I have to be practical about this and help them cope with it.
Yeah, and there's lots and lots of problems in raising children. I luckily enough, I have mine all raised, but I can see the grandchildren.
Mind you, once a parent, always a parent.
Yeah, that's true, very true. But there's lots of problems, like bullying seems to be a big problem in this day and age. Both
bullying is huge, and it's been sort of exaggerated by mobile phones and internet, and there's no escape. I mean, when I was a kid, or even when my children were small, if they were bullied in school, they came home and they were safe in their own home. Whereas now, because of the mobile phones, it's constant. And it's immediate. You know, so a child could be lying in bed at 12 o'clock at night, and somebody makes a smart aleck comment about them, and then suddenly that comment goes halfway around the world. You know, like it's a really, really difficult situation.
And will that be covered in this talk, or will
there's
it be touched
an element
on?
Of it. I mean, it's primarily about the anxiety, obviously that sort of bullying will make a child anxious, so it will come into it. And if parents have questions, there's an opportunity for them to ask questions there if they're particularly concerned. Or indeed, if we see a need from parents, we might put on a particular, you know, a talk specifically about the bullying.
Yeah. And you mentioned all different ages there. Parents can ring and inquire about their children of any ages.
Yeah, from the cradle to the grave, from a newborn baby's right up to, if there's such a word as adult children, adult offspring. You know, like we often get calls from grandparents about their children and their grandchildren. So it's every age group that, you know, they might be concerned about their child's relationship, even though their child is now 30-odd, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever it might be, or concerned about the way their child is parenting their grandchild, which is another day's work. But anyway.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of grandparents minding their grandchildren. I'm sure we love
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
talking about it, anxious children starting school can be anxious, and then the transferring from primary school to secondary school can be hugely traumatic for some children.
That seems to be a bigger one for children than starting school. Starting school, it is lots of fun involved in the sort of transition from maybe a play school or a creche into primary school. It's all, you know, very focused on the fun part of school and the meeting new friends and all of that. Now, some children are anxious about it and some parents are anxious about it, there's no doubt about it. But the transition from primary school into secondary school seems to be a bigger one. I think for both the parent and the child, it's sort of a step out into the world, new subjects. And it's at an age when children are very vulnerable. You know, there's hormones hopping. They're meeting new friends. They're being exposed to things like internet bullying. They've been exposed to, you know, other kids drinking or taking drugs or staying out later, you know, going to the local disco. All of those things are big steps for kids. And they have to, you know, so they do get anxious about it. There's no doubt. And parents do as well.
Yeah, now you said you've seen an increase to calls to the parent line, and it's great that the helpline is there. Is there any problems in particular that people are ringing up about?
Well, the most frequently occurring topic is anger and aggression, and that's where children are being angry in the home and causing quite a lot of hassle because of their anger. And then second is something we call teenage issues, and it's a very broad name, but anybody who ever parented a teenager knows what that is. You know, it's can I go somewhere, you know, can I stay out later, don't want to go to school, don't want to study, you know, all of those sort of things that kids go through as teenagers, meeting new friends that you may not be happy with, all of those sort of things. And then the third one is child-to-parent violence. So they're the top three. I think the teenage issues ones, where it is certainly an issue for parents as they're going through it, but it's something that I think most of us know that they will grow out of, and we need a bit of support while they're actually in the middle of it, but it'll probably go away. But I think the anger and aggression and the child abusing parents are two very, very serious issues and very, very difficult for parents to deal with. We've actually got a programme called Nonviolent Resistance Programme to help parents deal with that. So if any parent is in that situation, ring Parent Line and we will help you out there.
Yeah.
Nobody should suffer violence in the home of any sort.
It's terrible. It's terrible to think that a parent can be suffering violence from one of their children,
whom
they love greatly, you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and it's disappointing, it's embarrassing, it's all of those things. People don't want to say it out. You know, like a lot of domestic violence, people keep it in for a long time. But the important thing is it's spoken about and it's dealt with.
Yeah, I've spoken to lots of organisations, and making that first step, picking up the phone and making that call.
Well, I think one of the things about Parent Line is that it's anonymous and you'll never be judged. So when the phone rings here, we don't see the phone number, or if we ring you back, our phone number doesn't appear. So, you know, because it's on the phone, we don't know what you look like, we don't know where you live, we know nothing about you. So you can say that in absolute anonymity, and it'll help you get over that first step. And then from then on, maybe you can start doing something more practical.
Yeah, and some of the problems there we spoke about are very, very, they're up there, they're huge. But we stress that there's no problem too small and for
Absolutely.
A parent to ring in.
No problem too small or too big that you can ring. I mean, you get parents who might have a cranky child, do you know what I mean? And sort of saying, well, what is going on here for them? And they just want to talk it out loud, say these words out loud. And very often, nearly always, it is the parent that will come to the solution themselves, because they know their child, they know their family, they know all of these things. But just by being guided through the conversation and guided through the thoughts, it will help them come to the solution.
Yeah, and this talk by Stella O'Malley, we just let people know she's a psychotherapist, she's also a writer, best-selling author, and also a public speaker.
She's been a public speaker, and she's been on, you know, News Talk, and she's been on the afternoon show, which is not called the afternoon show anymore. She's on the Today Show. She's been on TV a lot, so she's good.
Yeah, and the aim of this talk, what do parents expect to get out of going to this talk?
Well, I'll get some tips on how to deal with the whole issue of anxiety. I mean, one of the suggestions Stella makes is that you sort of create a little worry box so that if something is worrying a child, that if the child is old enough, they might write it down themselves and put it on a bit of paper and put it in the little box or the jar. And in a couple of days, you could take these things out and say, well, look, there was something that you were really anxious about last Tuesday, and here we are on Friday, and sure, it never happened. You know, so they just learn to put those sort of things in perspective. And also to teach the parents to recognise the parent's anxiety or the child's anxiety, but at the same time not impose further anxiety on them by the parent being anxious, you know. So there's little tips like that. I mean, it can manifest itself as headaches or sick tummies or just not wanting to go to school and all of those sort of things. Like, it's something that has to be dealt with. There'll just be tips there on how to deal with it.
Yeah, and turning from a child into a teenager is a major...
It's a big one.
It's a challenge.
I'd hate to be doing it again myself now.
Yeah, so would I.
It's a hard one, yeah.
Well, listen, do you want to give out phone numbers, the helpline phone number?
I do, of course, yeah. Now, the phone number for Parent Line is 1-890-927-277. Or if it suits your package better, you can ring 01-87-33-500. And that's for the Parent Line. Now, we had a little glitch this morning with the buying the tickets online. It's €5, by the way, for the ticket to the conference. We do need to pay for the hall and whatever.
So we have to keep
it to a minimum, but at the same time, we have to charge something. And you can buy them online. As I said, a little glitch there this morning, but by this afternoon, that should be sorted. And you can buy them with PayPal online. Any problems, please give me a ring, and we'll sort that out.
And that's www.parentline.ie.
Info@parentline.ie is the email.
Okay,
yes.
And before we go, just to mention as well, the Parent Line is actually the only national helpline for mothers with postnatal depression.
Yes, it is. There are some other helplines around, but they're the only national one. And it's a really good situation if a mother is feeling a bit down after a new baby, which is very normal in most cases, but occasionally it just gets a little bit worse. But even if it's just a normal anxiety and you feel I shouldn't really be feeling like this, pick up the phone, talk to a trained facilitator. You don't have to, it doesn't matter that you're not dressed, and it doesn't matter that there's a pile of dishes in the sink. It can be done, no one knows anything about it, and it'll just be just an opportunity to talk it through, and we will guide you through that then as well. If the baby goes for sleep for a while, look after yourself and ring Parent Line.
Yeah, and it's quite common as well, postnatal depression.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's, one in seven people have it, yeah.
Okay, and once again, that number is 1980-92-72-77. Or 01-87-33-500.
And the lines are open from 10 until 9 Monday to Thursday and 10 until 5 on Friday. And if you don't get through, please leave a message and we'll always ring you back.
And those hours have been extended recently, is that correct?
We did extend Friday a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all. We look at opening at weekends. We examine that every now and again. But parents don't ring us when the children are around. So that's these lines seem to be working. Yeah.
Okay, Rita. Listen, it's been always
John,
nice talking to you. And
thank you very much.
No, you're more than welcome. Thank you, Rita.
Bye-bye.
Near.ie. Online, in the community and around the world. Near.ie. Listen online, view online Near TV productions, and learn how to surf the net at Near Online. Log on, tune in to Near.ie.